everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here today. And today we have on the show with us my good friend Kimberly Crow. And Kimberly is going to be talking about awakening to destiny and universal laws. So part of what she's going to be asking you and diving deeper into is, do you feel stuck or overwhelmed? Do you lack in any area of your life? Are you experiencing self-doubt? Are you having trouble finding your true path? Do you suffer from low energy or poor health? And would you like to embrace unlimited possibilities? So Kimberly is going to be going deeper into all of these, as well as doing live transmissions to bring in a field of expansion for your full potential. For those of you who don't know Kimberly, she's been on the show many times. Oh, it's just such a joy, so much fun, wonderful energy. And she is an everyday mystic and is known as the healer's healer. She is the sacred witness to the inner awakened mastery, I am retonement. She is an internationally known visionary teacher, artist, and transformational healer with 30 years experience. Kimberly witnesses the matrices of the divine and not so divine. She uses this awareness to transmit multidimensional healing frequencies infused in light codes. And she holds space to assist the awakening of your mastery purpose for its highest expression, bypassing the rational mind and clearing obstacles to destiny embodiment. Kimberly's transformational I am retonements are received from greater aspects and gifted to humanity. These retonements speak directly to your core essence, activating DNA and allowing your master self to retone your individualized energy signature. And Kimberly's sessions accelerate life-changing solutions by transcending destructive energetic matrices so that your divine essence is fully empowered. So today, you know, like I said, Kimberly is going to be doing some live transmission, going deeper into these topics, and she'll be taking some live caller questions. So you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. And so as we gather in this radiant light healing circle, I invite you all to take a deep breath, center in your heart space, and open up your heart to welcome in the energies, the higher dimensional energies that are flowing right now from my team to all of you listening now and listening later. And I invite you to open up your hearts to welcome my good friend Kimberly to the show. Kimberly, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. What a beautiful space that you're creating. Ah, I feel the energy of it. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm so glad you're here.
I know. It's been too long since we've connected.
I know, and so much has been happening, right, in the last couple of months. I would say 6 months, well, longer, but, you know, definitely the last 6 months. And so as we were talking before we went live, you know, a lot of just shifting and changing, sometimes we don't know what to do with it, right? And sometimes we don't even know what our destiny is. And, you know, when you talk about universal laws, what are they? How are they affecting us? How are they affecting our destiny? Let's get started on this call. Let's just talk about
stuff is so exciting. We're in this today too. We're still in the equinox energy, mm-hmm. that where the equinox is coming in, and so this is a great time to be in this place of neutrality, because that's that energy that we're being supported by right now. We're in Earth energies when we're in one of the equinox solstices, that type of energy, and that's when the equinox itself is when, you know, the dark and the light are even. There is no duality, and it's all the same. And so when we can go into that place within ourselves without the judgment and connect to that and feel that place within ourselves that has balance and knows balance, it is the part that holds the map, that knows our destiny. It knows what prosperity is. It understands all of the energy of that. And it's when we step outside of ourselves, you know, that we've taken our energy outside of ourselves and connected to all the chaos of humanity's mind that starts running through our systems. And then we try to align with that we throw our own destiny off, and we throw our own prosperity off. We, you know, go into that struggle and all of the energy of that. Because when we're properly aligned, prosperity is the energy of, it empowers you to actualize your purpose in the world. I mean, that's mm-hmm. actually what it is. Before I got on the call with you and I sat and centered to ask, you know, I was like, oh, God, she's going to ask me, what's prosperity? And yes. I'm like, I don't know. And like that, you know, my personality self went, do I know what it is?
I'm glad you went there because I forgot to ask you. But, yeah, what is prosperity?
Yeah, I did. And I was like, all of a sudden, I freaked out. Nice I was ahead of myself.
Yes,
and I felt this energy. And I was like, I don't even know what it is. And so I sat down and I breathed in and I went into my center and I heard that whisper, that place when you go into passive mind, you mm-hmm. know, that has the wisdom of God, spirit, source, whatever it is that you want to call that. And it told me that it's not tangible. It's not tangible. It's an essence that's not tangible. And it's like, what do you mean it's not tangible? We're all out here trying to get a hold of it. Mm-hmm. You know? It's like something we're trying to acquire and we want to hold it in our hand. and then Spirit said to me, okay, here's an example. When you go out and you look at the night stars,
mm-hmm.
can your mind comprehend them? Can you count them?
And no.
Can you really count them? And it's like, no. And it's
no.
like, it's the energy that is so unlimited and so vast.
Yeah.
And, you know, we in the consciousness of humanity's mind have tried to put this tangible, qualified mm-hmm. energy to it. That it doesn't have that, you know. It's like that's not, and we're all running around trying to acquire that. And it's when we go in and breathe, breath has no, you know, doesn't have that energy either. It's the same energy as that. It's all expanding. So that was pretty interesting. And then mm-hmm. I could just like feel it and connect to that energy of that. And so that's what they showed me, that's what it is.
Perfect. Yeah, no, and it makes total sense. It is an energy, and it's not something that is tangible. It's a way of, it's a state of being, you know, and you can't quantify it, right?
No.
It's a flow. It's also like a flow, you know, being in that flow, you know, and anything that, for me, anything that brings you joy, brings you happiness, brings you peace, you know, and what success means to you, that's being prosperous, right?
Right. It's that when we follow that flow of passion, then, you know, we're in that energy of that. Mm-hmm. So while I've been getting ready for this show, since you put the theme of, you know, about prosperity, you know, my personality self, I did a bunch of work on myself with this. It was bringing up that parts of us that we have compared ourselves to, judged ourselves, you know, with this energy.
Mm-hmm.
And stepping into it and, like, what the universal laws are, you know, their consciousness, their energy, and how it all works together. And it's like the universal laws have always been. It's not anything new agey that all of a sudden, you know, that there was – it's like had so much big exposure in the last few years and the energy of that. It's something that was put in during creation, like when all of creation in the hierarchy that created these realms and like the how the universal energy would work on this planetary existence and with our consciousness, how humanity, you know, would work with this energy. And when we came here for this experience, we came to come in to take soul into more expansion. Mm-hmm. So soul took on the energies of the undeveloped potential. It took on, you know, it brought in its gifts, but it also brought in undeveloped potential. And so the energy, when we're using the energy, what it's actually doing is the soul itself has a urge to move into expansion, to develop the undeveloped potential. And so the soul, this comes up in the soul, it's time to do this. It's time to plant the seed. It's time to grow. It's time to bring this undeveloped potential into all of creation and birth it. So the energy comes in, you know, it's like so is connected with spirit, and spirit knows it's connected with earth. It knows what it's time to birth here in this existence. And so soul sends that message to the inner child. It's actually to the inner child, to the inner self, like that part that's so pure, that's never been corrupted by the consciousness. Mm-hmm. And it has no judgment of itself. It's that pure energy. So it sends the energy, it's time to do this. So the energy is sent to that inner self, and that's the energy of desire. So a desire comes up in us. We have this desire from within to move into something, to create something, this urge, you know, to go out and to explore the world.
Mm-hmm.
So the desire is that first law of manifestation. You know, if you want to call it, I don't even like the word law. I used it because people knew what that was.
Right.
They really told me to use the energy key, that it's the key. It's like the key to consciousness. It's the key to the next existence. It opens the door.
Mm-hmm.
And so the energy of desire, that comes up within us. And when that energy comes up, then the desire leads to expansion, which leads to application. And application back to expansion, because when we apply our self, give it attention to whatever it is that's within the desire, then the expansion starts.
Mm-hmm.
And that unfolds into the law of love. That's that passion that we were talking about, and when we feel that spark of that,
mm-hmm.
then it connects to this cohesive, like to the law of cohesive. It's a cohesive element of all creation where everything internal and external comes together. That's when we're in that flow. That's when we're in that spark of the direction that will take us into that, you know, creation, the flow of that. And so when the energies of that attraction can also, it works, it has a dual energy to it, because attraction and repulsion are the same energies.
Mm.
So when you're in alignment with your destiny, the energy of attraction comes. It brings it to you. Can you hear the dog barking in the background?
Yeah, but hardly.
Outside.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. It's not distracting.
She's applying herself right now to the guys that are working outside of the window. She's applying all of her power to this right now. She is using the energy of repulsion.
A practical application, you know, yeah, perfect.
Yes, that's it. So when you're in alignment with your destiny, that law of attraction can work for you as repulsion. Because when you're in total alignment, it's like a discernment within your path. You know, you're going, oh, no, that stinks. I'm not going there. I'll throw that out of the refrigerator. That is, You know, it's like you're repulsed. You know not to go there. It will also push people away from you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So when you're not aligned with your destiny, then you're using your life force to maintain things. And so it's exhausting you. You know, it's exhausting you to try to repulse, to protect, to it's like you're not in alignment with it. It's like it starts to be a burden to you. That's when you're not in, that's a key to know you're not in alignment, because the energies are, you're exhausted. So that's why it's like if you're having exhaustion energy, and you don't have, you know, energy to get through the day and stuff, then look at that. You know, take that in and look at what is it that you're trying to maintain now that it's maybe, you know, that it's time to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes our ego goes, well, I worked so hard at this to get this. I'm not letting go of it because I put so much energy in it.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, it was only there for the learning, and you receive it, and when you receive the learning, then you don't have to keep repeating the lesson.
Right.
So then it's time to, like, let that go, because it's taking up space that you can use that you can utilize that energy in your next creation. You know, mm-hmm. it's like farmers turn the soil. They mm-hmm. they harvest it and they turn the soil and then they get ready for the next creation to come in.
Right.
So that's how the energies work in that way. And so when you're in alignment, that it will bring attraction, it will attract things to you that's for the purpose, and it'll also repulse things. Okay?
Yeah.
So when mm-hmm. when we're in the attachment part of it, when we're trying to maintain it mm-hmm. and we're holding on to that attachment, that's not desire. That's
yeah.
coming from an emotional need.
Yeah, or
it's
ego.
Coming from, that's the difference between desire and need. Because
mm-hmm.
it's okay. emotional aspect of us that has a belief wrapped around it
mm-hmm.
that if we obtain this, then it will do this for me, and then we
right.
have to keep it up. We have to keep it up. We start creating scenarios, and then it takes our energy.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's like all of this is encoded within us, so we know what the map is and what the keys are to go into our destiny.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get into the emotional need, then that's going to unfold into what we would call the law of karma and that law mm-hmm. of cause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like we start creating that, and then there's the energy of trying to bring that into balance, and then all that starts getting exhausted. So when you're connected to your destiny and the law of vibration, which is the most potent of all of the energies, because it takes that vibration for all conditions of manifestation to
mm-hmm.
come in, and it's the conductor. The vibration is a conductor between the here and there, the spirit world. It's a transmitter between all the planes of existence, and love is the highest vibration. And you reap what you sow with the law of, you know, with that energy of vibration. So when you connect and you drop in to the law of passivity, which is passive mind, that's
mm-hmm.
when you go into the void, and that's when you hear spirit.
Mm-hmm.
When you have that ability to go into oneself and hear the words of wisdom. So when you drop into that space, that's when you hear soul, you hear the soul urge. The soul sends the message to the inner, you know, the inner child that says, oh, let's go play this game. We're going to go out into the world, and all of this is going to happen. So you don't have to set and go and make a list and mark each one of them off and go, did I do the law of this? Did I do the law of, you know, it's not, it's like it's, it, that's doing. It's
yeah.
This is just how the energies start to work with each other. And when we step into that, you know, into the no thing, then that's the all thing. That's all of creation. It's where everything is being birthed from, and you're in your presence when you do that. And if you're not in your presence, you cannot manifest from the highest vibration. Because
mm-hmm.
if you're out in your, if you're in your past, you're in regrets, and you're just creating from that pain body again.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're outside of yourself, and you start feeling anxiety, then you're out, you know, in a future point that's not here yet.
Yeah.
And so that inner self starts panicking because it doesn't know how to do this yet. Because all of this other things have, it's overwhelmed. It has, it came in to the law of cooperation. So the law, when you step into that, then all things come together and they produce. And then that connects with the law of conductivity. And then that connects with balance and harmony and the law of polarity. And when they partner together, then all rhythm unfolds.
You make it sound so simple.
I know. It sounds like a Dr. Seuss book. And then that works with the law of supply and demand. So if you're not producing, if you're in your flow and you're doing everything, but it's not, you're not producing,
mm-hmm.
then that's when you go in and you can utilize this, and you look at your beliefs around lack and scarcity. You know, like if it's that it's not enough, that there's not enough for me, there's too much of this is happening. Too, you know, it's like look at the law, the energies around that. Because when we've connected into that, if we are in our destiny thing, and we're not producing, then there's energies of that to come up to look at that. Mm-hmm. And then that all goes right back into the law of cause and effect, back to vibration, and back to attraction, and then the law of truth. And when you come from inspired action, that's when you're in synchronicity, you're connected to the law of truth, and it's the manifestation of all possibilities. Mm. So it goes back, starts at the beginning again, attention, attraction, law, action. So that's how they all work with each other. But you have to be in that, in your center. You know, it's like that's where you go to, and in that, and the more that you drop into your core, into your center, then the stronger you can be with your clarity. Mm-hmm. Stronger, I guess, is the right word. It's like that. That sense of that comes up. And so all this that I wrote, because I taught a class several years ago with some of this because people were asking for it, okay? Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I can teach anything because I can. I tap into all accumulated knowledge, and I can pretty much teach any kind of class that people want me to teach. But I have the ability to do that. Everybody has the ability to do that. I just open up as a channel and bring in whatever information that they want to hear. Mm-hmm. So I did this class, and as it's there in their package, okay? And as I'm getting the package ready for you, I'm like, why did I stop teaching that class? Why did I just go, I'm not doing that anymore? I felt an energy in one of the classes that I taught. And the people had expected me to hand them a magic wand with a fairy and a genie bottle. Mm-hmm. And I felt their disappointment that that's not, you know, I explained how it all worked. And then the part of your accountability and the piece of that, and that's what you have to do. You know, it's not a scratch-off lottery ticket. And maybe that is the application. You scratch it off, and then you have to buy it, and you scratch it off, and then maybe you win. But it's like there's a formula to this. There's a calculation to it. And if you have these beliefs within you that have came from your DNA and your soul level, that's that undeveloped potential, then there's that energy to clear off. So if we're doing all the things, you know, you listen to The Secret, you're lighting your yellow candles, and it's not happening, then it's that undeveloped potential that came to be expressed, and there's energies in there to work with, to look at, to resolve, so that you can move in to these higher octaves of this energy and become that magnet, and then you pull in, you know, the universal laws and the creation. So as working with this, the laws themselves started coming to me. All that I just read to you, they gave that to me. Mm-hmm. I was connecting to them and every day pulling this package together, listening to the class that I had taught before, really embodying the energy. And the laws themselves would show up. I mean, I would get up and I would hear, okay, the law of desire is here today to teach you what this energy is and what it feels like. And it's like, yeah, maybe we think we can't see them, but in some aspect we can, you know, and it would show me like its energy, what its energy looked like, what the color of it was, what that energy felt like to me when it comes, so that I could recognize that this is what this is. And that's when you really, when you're connecting with consciousness, then you can consciously create, you can consciously work with these energies. And when you're consciously working with it, then you can bring life into the fullest potential and see the divine within you and within everybody else around you. And when we carry that vibration, then, you know, it goes out into the world to everybody. Mm-hmm. So
absolutely. Yeah.
So any questions with all of that?
Oh, do I have questions or do people have questions?
Because people, either way.
okay, so I do have some questions that have come in on the Q&A, and some questions, some live caller questions as well. So a question that came in on the Q&A earlier, it has to do with motivation. This is Lonnie in Spokane, Washington. And she says, maybe you can help with motivation. I know the things that I need to do to get myself back on track with my health and well-being, but I can't seem to get started or make the changes that I need to. So can you talk a little bit about that? I know we talked briefly about that at the very, very beginning, but can you elaborate on that because of just, you know, everything that's going on?
When we're in that place of stuckness, then we're not, you know, we may be getting, like she just said, she knows what she needs to do, but she can't get motivated. So there's no, that goes back to that law of application. She's not applying anything. It's like sometimes it's that first step, you know, and sometimes we may not know the direction of where we're going yet, but when we step forth, that creates that action, and then something comes to us, and then the next step and the next step and the next step will be, you know, given to us. It's a domino effect.
Absolutely.
So it's that place of stepping into application. I mean, I would have to drop in, you know, to her energy and find out what is actually going on within her own consciousness and see where that cause is coming to. Do you want me to do that now, or did you, or do you want me to do a reading right now with it or not?
Totally up to you. Whatever you want. If you're being called to it, great. If not, that's great too. You know,
let me see what's the, okay, let me center and see. That's what the kitty code is. Okay, so what they're showing me, and this is for everybody, that anybody out there that's having that kind of energy around that, okay, there's a double thing, you know, going on right now, because there is a time right now that we're in this new birthing of humanity's consciousness that's happening for the overall, for everything. Mm-hmm. We're in between a lot of in-between times right now, because as a whole, and maybe within your own being, look at yourself with this. Humanity has been creating from the places of denseness within its own mind. It's been creating from that, not from the tipping point of the light. It's been more creating from fear still, from the undeveloped potential. So that's why we're seeing so much distress in the consciousness, so much shadow side that's being showed right now, because it's really coming forth to show itself, okay? So that's that energy of that. If you're feeling not in alignment, you're feeling distress, then you're creating from your fears, okay, that whatever that energy is. Mm-hmm. So you're in the denseness of it and not from the place of your heart. So when you drop into that place of that, then you can redirected is what they're saying. You can, when you connect into your own divine essence, into your sacred chamber, then you can that place of being passive, and which is doesn't mean sitting on the couch and doing nothing. Mm-hmm. It's going into passive mind where you hear the spirit of whisper, which, you know, the spirit whisper to you, which is a whole different energy than being stuck. Okay? So that's one thing that's happening overall in the world itself, waiting for the next timeline to know where to pull it in. Well, now we can be a part of that, and when we connect to our divine self and ask for the direction and move into that place of that, then it starts creating it for all of humanity. When we move past that and we're not staying stuck in, you know, the distress of whatever the projections are, that's attachment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's happening in the whole. Let me go back to her energy So what I was seeing when I checked into her energy was like it was her third eye was really shut down, and it was like all wadded up. It was like wadded up and in this in her head, in a place of that, and it was not in her heart. So dropping into the heart, and then the heart allowing that whisper to come in, the whisper of spirit, and then sending the energy up into the third eye, into your awareness, and then sending, and then this energy is sent out. So there's a part of that it doesn't feel like it, that she's applying that.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. So Lonnie, let us know how that resonates with you. And then I have a question from Melanie, and she's saying, how do I open to my divine destiny? How do I go beyond my old fears? How do I get in touch and become my higher self? I have difficulty to integrate myself in the society, and I want to change that.
Okay, so one of the things that Spirit has showed me that where we are holding on to the shame, blame, guilt game, that we've stored that. That's these interlocked matrices that I talk about, and that we've stored that within our system. That's how they were created. When I saw these years ago within my own self, and I was like, what is this? And that's what Spirit showed me. It's like, it's where we first took in shame, blame, guilt into our system. We had a judgment. We believed that we, you know, something wasn't accepted, or, you know, we were someone in authority. We gave our power to someone that had more authority than us, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we took that energy in. We shut some part down. We took in the shame, blame, and guilt. So we store that within our own body, and then when we feel it again, then we make another little line to it, and another little line, and it's like I explained it on in that the Success Codes class, that it looks like cafeteria lady hairnets. It's like a webbing, and then it starts shutting down our host system. Okay, so what they showed me to do with that was to use toning. And that the vibration of toning and light will disperse that energy. It brings a vibratory rate to release that. You can do this with your breath too. So you drop into that place of where that, where, you know, connect into your heart, then ask where was the first time that I stored this? Where is this first energy at? And connect to that and bring in a higher vibrational energy. However that is that, you know, you do it. It's like whether you do it with breath, you do it with toning, you sound it out. I mean, when I first started doing it with me, I sounded like a dying animal with like all of these energies and vibrations come up through me that wanted to be heard, and I sounded it all out. And then, you know, I took this and created this program with it with other people to do this, to go into that. And you can do that in your own, you know, do it in your car if you feel like you don't have a place that you can sit and do that at, and go drive someplace out that nobody is around you, and set your car until you tone it all out, till you let it all go. And then that starts bringing light in. When we release those energies and those concepts, then we can bring in a higher vibratory rate and release all of that. So it's like we have to release all of that in order to connect to those higher aspects of self, because if we're holding any of that judgment, you know, condemning energy within our own frequencies, then we're enmeshed within that, and we can't connect to the source of who we are and the truth of our own self. Do you want me to go on and do a group thing now? Or
sure.
Do you want to talk some more?
No, that'd be great. So, Melanie, you can let us know how that resonates with you. Just you can write it into the Q&A box again. That'd be great. Yeah, definitely. Go ahead.
Okay.
So
let's all breathe in. So use your breath to bring your awareness into your own being. Okay, so I step into the light of the divine where all things are possible and ask to be sacred witness to bring this energy in for the highest benefit for all on the call and that everyone that will be listening to this transmission. So breathe in, and we're going to disconnect from that chaotic mind of humanity. So the way that you do that is just use your breath and ask for it to be done. So as you disconnect from it, all of that energy that you've sent out in front of you from your third eye, all your psychic awareness that you've got way out there somewhere in front of you, all connected to all the woulda, couldas, and shouldas, disconnect for that just for a moment. You'll be safe to just allow yourself to come into your own awareness. So just bring that energy back from everywhere you send it out in front of yourself. So all those tentacles that you sent out come back into your third eye, into your awareness, where you can utilize this for your highest potential. So feel that energy as you disconnect from that. Well, this energy will come down. You can bring it now into your heart. So we're going to go in the back door of the heart. This is straight into your sacred chamber, because sometimes the front of the heart still has emotional walls. So we come into the center, into the sacred chamber, and connect to your divine essence. That's the home of your divine essence, that place of spirit that never disconnected from source, that's always known and always will know. It's your infinite being of everything that you are. So feel that energy of that. And when I connect to this, there's infinity symbol that happens for me. It may be different for, you know, for different people, but there's infinity symbol that goes from my physical center of my chest to my divine self. And I see it go into, they're like together, and there's infinity symbol that they connect with each other. So from this, we're going to connect into that inner child. That it's right below your belly button. It's inside what we call the hara, which is where your life force energy is stored, the sea of all of your life force. So that's the home of that, of your inner child. That divine child that's so innocent and so pure. Feel that connection from your divine self to your divine child, the one that came to explore the world. So allow your divine self, your God spark, to connect to that and to send that child healing, the vibration of nurturing, that it's safe. It's safe to be on earth, what it's like to be safe. And it's safe to embody its self-love. And it's safe to embody its passion. And that it's safe to be that spark that it is, the gift that it is to humanity. So feel that energy off that and what that feels like. So any mind constructs that we held on to from family, from the family constellation that we came into, and the mind construct that was created, it's safe for that divine child to release from that in this moment and to just be, to be who it is. And to know that it's safe to release that energy just in this moment. And then it's safe to release the mind construct within the with it's in its DNA encodements. Any construct it's judged itself with. And that energy from the divine child comes up through that central column, up to your sternum, your breastplate. That's where soul assimilates into this life hood. So it connects to soul. So soul and divine self come together. They send the message of desire to the inner child. What is this next step? What is desired? How does that unfold? And plants that seed. That inner child can express itself to go out and play within this world. Feel what that feels like. That energy of creation. And then knowing every cell of the body is uploaded of how to play this out, what this divine plan is. And then it's safe to bring in the vibrations and to attract the energies to create this for the highest benefit. But that gift that you are to humanity. So breathe that energy in, all that. And that energy goes up through the body and it connects to the higher self. The home of the higher self is up above our crown chakra. That little light of who we are, the one that holds the plan, the map for this lifehood. So when the inner child and the higher self connect, this is when manifestation occurs. The plan is sent to the higher self, and then the higher self aligns that map, the blueprint, sends the message out to all of creation. This soul is ready for this expansion. So breathe that energy in. I know that this is all within you and that you connect to this energy at any time. So breathe that in and bring your awareness into this time we call now with clarity. Of how to move forth and what it's like to be safe and that your earth purpose and soul purpose and solar purpose connect in alignment with all creation. So just breathe that in.
Thank you.
There we
go. Thank you.
So that's when, you know, really manifestation, when the plan unfolds with destiny, that's what happens, what we just did. It's when soul and inner self, that inner child and higher self, it's like soul sends that energy in, the desire, the inner child feels it. The energy comes back up to soul. The message is sent to higher self. And so when people's manifestations aren't working, you know, it's because they're wigging out and changing the plan all the time. It's like, no, I don't want to go that direction. No, I'm going to go here. No, I'm going to go there. And then you go, oh, I'm not listening to the GPS. I don't know where it's taking me. I'm going to go down this road instead.
Yep, that happens. It does happen for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. Okay, do you want to take a question from the callers? Live callers?
Sure.
All right, so we're going to go to phone number ending in 1472. 1472. Hello? Nope, we're not going there. I think she hung up by accident, or maybe I hung her up by accident. Which, sorry if I did, but no, so we're not going there. We're going back to the Q&A. So it is star two if you want to raise your hand, or like I said, we have questions in the Q&A. So, wow. So Jane says, wow, this was magical. I needed it so much. Thank you. Yay, Jane. Okay, so I have a question from Amy in New York, and she is asking, what's in my way to find my true path? I'm so confused and stressed because of it.
And stuck, is that what you said?
Stressed. Stressed out.
Oh, stressed. Mm-hmm. She's stressed because of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably what's in her way, is the stress.
Mm-hmm.
And that means attachment. It's like there's some kind of attachment that we think we're doing it wrong, and so then we get all stressed out with everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like, my common sense tells me that. And it's like, so let me check into her energy to see what's going on with her. Okay. There's a fear that she's going to do it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we have that fear that we're going to do this wrong, then we stop our own manifestation. Because it's like we have the fear that, what if I get it and it's the wrong choice? So there's an energy there that she knows how powerful she is, and that and that she can bring it all into manifestation. And she's got a fear that she's going to choose wrong, okay? So a lot of us have that, but there's something there that came from her inner child. It feels like... I don't know, 3-4, something like that. You know, sometimes we pick something and then maybe it wasn't the flavor we thought it was going to be. You know, who knows where those wounded aspects come from? I mean, I could get really deep into it, but that would take too much of all of our time. So it's that kind of energy. It's the pattern of the fear of choosing that it's wrong and that this is not what I really want, and what if I get it and it's not what I want?
Mm.
We choose again. It's like, it's unlimited. We're not limited with our possibilities and our choices.
Yeah.
And it's like, then we choose again. It's that whole game of life that's what we're here to do, is explore. So we choose again. And it's okay to choose again. It's okay to do that we, you know, that, because when we get stuck, we're stuck in our own stuckness of that. Well, I'm afraid to choose. You know, it's the energy of the fear of choice and what that action will bring into our life.
You know, an interesting thing just happened a couple of days ago, yesterday. Yes, it was yesterday. My aunt had asked me about selling her house, right? And she's all stressed out. She said, it has to sell. I wanted to sell. I was like, okay, so... You know, I talked to my guys and I got an answer. You know, I said, I got July 17th. And then I asked this question of another friend of mine who said, you know, he sees July, August, September. And I said, okay, well, I'll tell her she won't be happy because she wants it sold now. So I talked to her yesterday and I said, so this is what we came up with. And she goes, oh, actually, you know what? That's perfect, because I didn't really want to move before June anyways, because blah, 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 blah. I was like, well, then, you know, when you first asked me about it, you were so stressed out about it that you didn't really want it anyways, you know? It's like,
exactly, and that's it. That's the inner self sending that message to the higher self. She didn't want to be stressed out with her move and all of the overwhelmness of what it was going to bring. So it's that fear of overwhelmness, really, that fear of the wrong choice. It's that I'll be overwhelmed, and what if I can't do all of this? And so that's why it wasn't selling, because she was holding on to it. Most of the time when I look into houses, that's what it is. There's something there that they're still holding on to, so they haven't released it yet. Because, you know, everything has a consciousness to it. And I know when I sold a house one time, then it sold as soon as I sat with it. It was a house that I built. I came home from the hospital with my baby into this new house, you know. I built it during that time period, so it had all this energy around that and what that was supposed to mean for me. And when I did sell it and I released it, and the way I released it was I sent it out to the universe to bring those that I created it to be my home, and that those would come, that it would benefit them and the energy of that, you know, that they could utilize it in the energy of that. And somebody came the next day and bought it, you know. As soon as we release that and say, okay, then it happens. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, so that was just a quick little example I wanted to share. So I have a question from Anna, and this may be something that, you know, a lot of people have questions about, but and I'm not sure how it really relates to this call, but maybe, you know, and it's she's asking, how can I open more to my own psychic ability?
How does she open more to her own psychic ability? Well, the intention of that, and to set with it, and when you drop into your own inner awareness, then you'll start opening to that. Because if you're, you know, if you're out in front of yourself trying to read everything, then you're utilizing all your energies, what we did while ago, disconnecting from all of that where we're sending it out to the world. And when we drop into ourself, into that inner part that knows everything, then all of that starts unfolding. So it's trusting yourself with that. And then, you know, that can be, there can be a lot of stuff individually with people with that, because we have oaths and vows and implants and things that we took from other times that we, you know, when we shut ourselves down because, you know, this happened or that happened, and we made those soul vows that, oh, God, I'll never do that again because, you know, they killed me because of it. And so sometimes there's work like that to look into, and so, you know, to release that, to release any of those energies, any bindings that you put upon yourself to hold your own power back, and to allow yourself to release that, and that you're ready to step into all your potential. And I would work with whatever, you know, I don't know which one is hers, because usually we have one that is more like either, you know, we feel, we sense, we hear, we have vision. And so when you work with whatever that one is, then the rest of them will start to unfold.
Yeah. And it's also about starting to use it, too. So let's say you are...
Yeah, that's what I mean, to use it. Yeah,
start using it for yourself. You know, don't put any pressure on yourself, but start using it and start to see how it's working for you, or how it's playing out, and log it in some book somewhere, so that you know that you are really, you are actually receiving information and you're getting it, you know, so... A lot of times we
like we
don't
receive
realize.
All the time, and we're and we're not paying attention. We're not paying attention that we're actually receiving, and then we go, oh. And so, notice that. And when you start noticing it, then your awareness connects to that, and more comes and more comes and more comes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And trust, you know, definitely that's a big one, trust, and don't doubt. And, you know, sometimes it's the first message you get, or the first instinct you get, first hit that you get, go with that. You know, don't second guess it. Don't
right. We second guess it. We go into doubt, and then that stops the vibration of the energy, because that's that attention brings attraction, and then it's like notice it. And like you said, if you need to do a journal to keep up with it, to you know, but it's like as you start paying attention to it, then it's there.
Yeah.
Working with this energy, when I was telling you that the laws were coming in now, and working with me in that way. I had an experience last week where I smelled sage really strong, and it's like I could smell the sage. And the person, the friend that I'm visiting right now, I'm out in California. I've been in Sedona for 2 months, and now I'm out in California. So she came in, and I said, are you burning sage? And she went, no. And I was like, I smell it really strong. Did you spray sage water? And she's like, no. And she said, I don't smell it. And I was like, it's so strong, you can't smell it? And she said, no. Well, the next day, I'm driving, and I went to this park. I thought I got lost. I wasn't lost. It took me around to this other direction. I pull over. It's a park that's closed right now because the erosion or whatever. Anyway, there is this grandmother sage plant of all sage that I've ever seen in my life. Spirit told me to get out of the house, that I'd been sitting and working too long, that I needed to go out and connect to nature.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm in this stage. I've got it all over my hands. It's all over me. I'm like just totally being one with the sage. And then the sage started laughing. It's like I could hear it. And it's like, I came to you yesterday. You know, it's like it came to mm-hmm. me before I found it.
Yeah.
Like I found it. It was there waiting for me the whole time. And so it's those little things. It's like, it was funny, and it was like, this is how much we're working with you. You know, even the days mm-hmm. that I go into doubt. I go into doubt
exactly.
when it comes for myself and my decisions. And
yeah.
it's like, okay, this thing showed up to show me I was on the right track. So it's those kinds of things. Sometimes it's just something like that, you know? Like you think of a friend, and they call you. And it's a pay attention. Yeah.
Well, you know, my husband was just telling me a little bit earlier that yesterday he was talking to his coworker, and his coworker said that Rockefeller died. And so when he was talking to
his coworker, I just saw that while ago on the news. Yeah.
Yeah, but when he was talking to his coworker today, he said, "No, I never told you that." You know, he said, "I never said that. I didn't even know." And so somehow Robert had tapped in ahead of time that Rockefeller was dying, and because he knew yesterday that he died. And nobody had told him. Well, he thought his friend had told him, but his friend hadn't told him. But he heard it, you know, like he specifically heard the words, right? And it's like,
yes,
oh, that
we do that. And we do that in our dream time too, because during our dream time, we're going out into the astral plane. And
yeah.
so all of that information is coming in. And so sometimes we get it the night before and we don't wake up remembering because we went out on God's shelf is what I call that. So
mm-hmm.
we don't have an awakening awareness that we got the information. And then when it unfolds the next day and we have those deja vu moments,
mm-hmm.
it's because we already experienced it in dream time. Yeah.
Exactly. Wow.
Yeah.
Amy just has a follow-up comment. She says, thank you so much. Amy was the one in New York asking about her true path. She's confused and stressed out. And so
yeah.
she said, thank you so much. Yes, there's definitely some form of attachment here. And it all sounds very true for the belief of doing it wrong, too. I wish so much to change and go beyond. Thank you so much for clarifying all of this to me and recharging my batteries. Infinite gratitude. Yay.
Yay.
Thank you, Amy. So we have some more questions. We'll just get to those in just a moment. But before that, I wanted to talk about the special offer that you have for our listeners today. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. Those of you on the phone can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Kimberly12. That's awakentohappinessnow.com/Kimberly12. All right. So Kimberly, can you walk us through the special offer?
Okay. So this special offer, I designed this from live classes that I taught. So this is designed to take you into everything that we've been talking about today, to go into the energy, to connect to the laws of the universe, how they work, and when you start connecting with them, just listening to me talking about it, like listening to this today, that puts that in your consciousness. It's there. It's already encoded all within you. So that's what the intention of this is, and to go through and to release those interlocked webbings that were created from society. So, and then you can step into your full potential of everything that you are when you release everybody else's talking head that's, you know, connected to your talking head, to your
mm-hmm.
monkey mind. So that's what everything came in. I sat with it when you gave a theme of prosperity, and
mm-hmm.
I asked, what do I bring to this group? You know, it's like what you put that out there. It's like, okay, you created this matrix of this, and when you put the energy out there, I connected with your energy to it to see what was what wanted to be spoken into this. What is the potential to bring into people that would be drawn to this? So it's designed specifically for that matrix that you started here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I connected into the energy of it. And so the first part is talking, there's a MP3, the introduction to the keys to manifestation, each law, and what that is about, and then how
mm-hmm.
to step into that. And then The class was a live class, so there's all kinds of activations that happen within the class itself. I talk about manifestation, how to bring that in, what we're actually doing, what how that inner child connects to soul, to the higher self, and what's really happening with the dynamics of all of that. So when you listen to that stuff, even if it seems maybe heavy or whatever, you know, that it's not the magic wand that's being placed in your hand, it is, because it's activating everything somewhere deep within you that you already know. I don't know this without everybody else knowing it. You know, somewhere it's like it's written out there in all accumulated knowledge as it comes in. So it activates that memory within you, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's what the whole process is doing. So there's several processes that happen within the class itself, and then that synergy of the group energy, what was held in that container, connects to you and goes out into your field too. Like it connects to you, and all of that is downloaded within in your system. So I even talk about how to use crystals, how to set up a crystal grid, how to use those for intention and the energies of that and what that is, how, you know, what I just said, how higher self connects with the inner self and the energies that we do with that. How to clear the monkey mind, which was a process that they gave for me, and that's when everybody else's energy is coming into you and you can't even hear your own thoughts because maybe it's all clogged up because everybody else is coming in. And it's a really simple process that they gave me. So that process is in there within this MP3. And to releasing the non-acceptance to bring in the self-love. Because when we are connected to that self-love, that's the big key to the passion and connecting to that next level and to bring in everything that we can. So we work with all of that and clear the distorted matrices, and there's two or three more processes in that bring in how to align yourself into your now, and then how to use the spheres of manifestation and to connect with those. Okay, so that's the first class. And the second class is the keys to your destiny codes and how to connect to those keys into your divine plan. So those interlocked matrices that I talked about earlier, I talk about those, I explain those and what the energy is. And then there's a group process that I conduct, facilitate, as the group goes through and releases those interlocked matrices. So I put two MP3s in this package. One of them has the toning part to it, where the group itself is actually in the process of the toning, and I'm facilitating this as they go through. We start at your base chakra and go through every single chakra and all of your organs to release the blame, shame, and guilt of the sorrow of humanity that has been stored within our cellular memory. So we do this all the way through the whole body, okay? All the way up. You release everything to give you a clean plate. You can do that. You can utilize that and do it as many times as you want to because it will clear you to a deeper level every time. I taught this class several times, and every time I did it, and I also facilitated it individually with people, every time I held the energy to facilitate it, it took me to a deeper level, to a deeper level, to a deeper level with it. So that's what happens with that. So one of them has the toning where the group itself is actually toning. And this group with some really high vibrational people that were in my group that are out there doing this work in the world. And so their energy is there as a container too to help amplify this and to bring this up as they're toning. So that energy is there and you can tone, you know, with it. And then one of them doesn't have the toning. It's I'm walking the group through the process and the toning part's not there, and you can just step into it and tone yourself. So So I gave them both of them. So if the toning is too much to actually to listen to it, because it's pretty intense and it brings it deep up out of your cells. And so if you need to kind of step in it a little bit slower and you want to listen to it without the toning or to go back and do it at any time with yourself. So that's why I put the two processes in there. Okay. Was for the brave ones that are ready to totally dive in and the ones that just want to put their toes in it. It's like you can ease into it. So then the next part, and then in that we in that process, we go into our success codes and activate those. And then the second part of that class is from it's recorded too from a live class, and so there's questions and answers about how to use the success code that came up, and then I explained how to actually utilize this in your everyday life after you go into it and you connect to it, and then how to use it. It's like after you connect to it, you go into that divine self and you connect to it and you get your symbol. Like mine was the infinity symbol that I shared earlier, and it burst into a white light. So if I drop into that and it's a decision that I'm trying to make a decision about what direction to go, and I want to specifically ask, do I do this class, do I go here, do I go there, I drop into that, I connect to it, and if I get the symbol, I know it's a green light to go. So you can utilize it in that way after you connect to it and you know what that is. Okay, so yours may come in as a, you know, a sound, a knowing, a symbol, and it may change because that part happens too at different with as you work with it. You know, it will introduce itself even more and more to you. So that, and there's more codes in there that we talk about a little, like the codes to money and passion, and so you can, you know, use this all you want and connect to any of your stuff. Ask for success after you start doing that. When then ask what your passion code is. Ask what your money code is. Utilize the tool for whatever it is that you want to create with it. You know, whatever connection you want to make with whatever consciousness that's out there for you, you can play with it all that you want to. So that's what we do. That's what we do in that class. And let's see, where am I at with this? I'm already down to this. So we awaken the success codes. There's a process just for that. After you release that inner light matrix, it's important in the process to release that first.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be more successful. You can activate your success code, and it can be there for you. But if you've still got all of this junk, you know, in your cells, all of these thoughts, beliefs, and these energies that we're carrying around that's been programmed within us, then your success can get sabotaged, okay? So if you utilize this together for support, because that's really for your support, so you can utilize the energy of that. And then I added a bunch of bonuses. So that you can use these tools. So the one is how to disconnect from the chaos of humanity's mind. That's part of what we did earlier on the call. So you can use that, and when you start doing that, then it's so easy to do that. It's so easy when you have the awareness that you're just all tied into everything else. And when you bring that back, you know, if you all felt that earlier, you feel how empowered you are when you disconnect from all of that other stuff that's out there. So that's what that process is. It's the tool to do that, and then the tool to enter into your sacred chamber, how to drop into that so it's more, you know, specific and going in and connecting to it, and then walking you through that. So that was part of what we did earlier on this call too. So it's the energy of support for that. So you can have this to listen to as many times as you want to. And after you do it, then it's like you're on automatic pilot. You know, you can just go, I want to do, you know, you can just think it and you'll feel yourself drop into it, you know, after it's like you set that up for yourself. Oh, and then I added three more bonuses, which are my inner awakened mastery retonements. They're recorded with live, they were studio recorded with music, And so the one is the process to bring embracing your self-love, and it's releasing from that non-acceptance energy and connecting into that self-love and to embrace that and to release any of that non-acceptance energy that we convert into self-hate and self-judgment and to align us back into our self-love that we came to be. That's who we are. That's what we came to humanity to be. We came here from spirit to experience love. That's really humanity's only assignment. You know, and however we do that, we get to, that's what free will is. We get to write the comic strip, you know, of how we do that. And we're really, that's it. That's our only mission that we came here to do, is to experience love. Yeah. And so then returning the divine nurture, so it's repairing and connecting to that eternal energy of that within your light body, and it supports you, the divine child and the inner self and the higher self, to aligning to that manifestation, okay? And then the activation of the destiny codes. And that's when the energy first came in, and I recorded it in this way because I was like, how will I ever explain this to people? So I did this beautiful recording that has the music to support you, that's like a guided a guided imagery thing. And then after I did that and recorded it and put the energy out there, and because I wanted to hand stuff to people fast, then the classes came in. It's like the energy came in, they did it to me, they downloaded it, showed it to me, and then, I would teach a class, and then I would see how this piece and this piece and this went together. And some of it was techniques that I'd been doing forever and that had been downloaded to me. And then I saw, the more I did it, I realized what it was doing for everybody as they, you know, went through the process. So package B is all of A with, oh, and there's three live calls, too. Is there some, did I have
yes.
calls on there? Okay.
Yes. I was going to ask you about that. You didn't talk about the three live calls.
Yeah, there's three live calls, too. I skipped right through that. So we are going to do three live calls. And this time with these live calls, I really want to focus into this and for the calls to dive deep into this and to clear all of the things, you know, like clear out the stuff like a lot of people have that money's evil, and to really go into some of those things like that and to clear out those belief systems and to activate the success codes and be support with that in that, you know, to focus the calls around what this package is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to be doing on that. And then B is all of A plus a session with me. So you can do whatever you want to in that session, or you could actually, we could do individual acting, you know, activating your success codes. There's okay. testimonials down here of people that actually have experienced this. I just put those in this time in the package. People that actually did these with me and how some of the things changed in their life.
Mm,
yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you. So these two packages, package A and package B, are available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Kimberly12. So definitely take a look at these and see how they resonate with you, especially right now when, you know, so many of us are wondering, you know, what is the next step, you know, like, or why am I not creating what it is that I truly desire, you know? So definitely take a look at that. So I have some more questions. Yeah, go ahead.
I think that as you said that, it feels like to me that some of this stuckness that's coming on right now, we've all got caught up within what this denseness of humanity's mind has created, you know, that's out there right now that
mm-hmm.
seems to be controlling the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
And so it feels like people they've locked down in this fear of not knowing what the next step is, and that we're waiting for the other shoe to drop, so we stop creating ourselves. Because we're uncertain with what's going to happen out there. And the truth is, if we just keep staying on our little path and embrace our own divine self-love and keep our focus on our world, and none of that external, oh, I almost said shit, so I'll just go and say it, is going to affect us, you mm-hmm. know? It's like it will be in our world, and all of that may be going on, but it won't affect us. You know, we'll, does that make sense?
It absolutely does. Yep.
Yeah.
I totally agree. I mean, I don't focus on the stuff that's going on, you know, especially in the U.S. with the government and blah, blah, blah. I don't focus on any of that. So it doesn't really affect me in that much. So it's about, what do you want to focus on? What, you know, you still have your life, you know, so focus on your life and what you would like to create and do and
the gift that you are to humanity and what you came to do, and to know that, you know, in some way everybody else is expressing the gift that they are to humanity, what they came in to embody, to say, hey, this is going on, so the you know, most potential can be created here on earth. So it's like being your focus of what that potential is.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, so I have some questions on the Q&A. I have Jenny, and she's asking, she's saying, I'm curious what is blocking my third eye. I have difficulty to envision my life and presence in beautiful ways. Thank you, and blessings, and great process. So she really liked the process that we did, or you did.
Okay, so let me look into what's going on in Jenny's third eye. So... I mean, I can feel a lot of pain there. It's like there's a lot of pain from chaos. It's like there's a fear that it'll all be too much. It feels like maybe, I don't know if it's in her lineage or in her past life. It doesn't really matter, because it's somewhere, it's in all of humanity's consciousness. But it's almost like a fear of it being too much and going crazy, you know, like that will... it'll be said that I'm crazy, or I'll go crazy. I'll be responsible for all that I see. If I see it, then it's mine, and I have to be responsible for it. And you know, the truth is, it's like that responsible is just the ability to respond. And so sometimes that energy was overwhelming. She may, in this lifetime, when she was early on, have had the knowings and then not had any power in the external world to do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
So we start shutting ourselves, you know, we shut ourselves down. So at some point that's happened within her cellular memory, whether it was in this lifetime, in her DNA, generational stuff, or, you know, if it happened in a past life. So she's got that energy in there. Her axle and axis is off. So your axle and axis is where your head sits on to your body, right, you know, right at that occiput where that comes together at.
Mm-hmm.
And that is physically off in her. It's off in a lot of people. We knock it off sometimes to stay out of alignment. Foods can do that. You know, it's like sometimes you can literally feel it going off. You know, you're like, oh, something happened. My head feels like it's not setting on my body right. So I don't know. That's off in her energetically. So she had an adjustment, cranial sacral, chiropractic, whatever she wants to do with that. I'm not giving out that kind of advice. But anything that would align that, okay,
that would
help with that. So what I'm hearing is the purpose of her axle and axis to be off for her is that in that it's knocking off her serotonin and her noradrenaline. So her serotonin is a little bit low. So when it's totally connected and all our brain chemistries are connecting, then we're in that expansion of everything. So if we're having depression or we're not moving forward, if we're having brain fog, the serotonin is knocked off. We're doing that somewhere within ourselves, so that we won't be all expanded. So it's like all of this works together. It's not separate, and it's just all esoteric, and it's out here all, you know, just because I'm talking woo-woo about it. It's like this is what it's doing chemically and physically with inside of your body, okay?
Right. Yeah.
So that's what starts happening with us, and that's how we get into that. So she's got that going on. So she could look at what she's taking in that's knocking off her serotonin and go into it, ask for that to go into alignment, and bring in her brain chemistries into alignment so that she can have that expansion within the third eye because she's closing it down. I don't know if she's doing any kind of if she smokes or alcohol or anything like that, because any of those kinds of substances like that can do that, because nicotine blocks the receptor site to the serotonin. It's a smoke screen, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, my early part of my life, I stayed high. I was a pothead from my teenage years when it was mm-hmm. too much, when all my hormones were coming in and it was all too much. That was how I kept from feeling the pain of the world. I didn't understand what I was doing until I awakened later, and then I realized how my gift had always been there, but I made sure I put a smoke screen up.
Yeah. Interesting.
So, yeah.
All right, so yeah, thank you, Jenny, for that question. Hopefully, you know, let us know how that resonates with you. Interesting information, you know, because, yeah. Because my head is not on my neck properly either. So it's like, oh, interesting. It's just one of those things. All right, so Nikki, who got cut off earlier, she had a question around... she wanted to ask how to tap into our higher self.
I thought somebody already asked us that. Didn't we already do that today?
I don't think so. Not about the higher self.
Okay, so tap into your higher self. You're going to, the same thing. Pull your awareness out from everything else out there in the world that you've sent it out to. Bring your awareness back into yourself, mm-hmm. into your heart, and then from your heart, go up to your higher self, you know, from there. Because your higher self, I mean, it's all of who you are too, but it's like up above you.
Mm-hmm.
Some people see it different. You know, we have different words for this because I call the part inside of the heart as the divine self. And I call it in the higher self, the words that spirit gave to me is up above. It's in that transpersonal chakra, which mm-hmm. is like 3 feet above our head, and that's the home of the higher self. And I see the higher self as that was given the map to how we will do this in this lifetime. It's the part that holds the template of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then soul aspect is the part that has the template from all of the lifehoods. Okay. And then inner self is the one that has the template for this bringing it together with inside this DNA skin suit with mm-hmm. the family encodements and everything else. And then the three of those work together. So they're all aspects of us. It's their trinity aspect of who we are. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's how I see it. She could read other stuff that's going to tell her something totally different than how the information's been given to me. So when you, I drop into that first and then go, you know, then connect to higher self and see what the, I don't know what our purpose is and wanting to connect to higher self. You know, you can connect to it at any time, but it's, what's your purpose? You know, mm-hmm. needs to know what it is that you want from it,
right.
You know, what the connection's about. Yeah.
Oh,
and so you feel that expansion when you connect to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. True. And, you know, and sometimes that's what we're looking for, is that feeling of the unconditional love, the expansion, the knowing that we're more than, you know, just this body, right? And this mind.
Yeah, but that part, when we go into our heart and we feel that within, then it's not something outside of ourselves that we're trying to connect to, you mm-hmm. know, it's all within, and then that aligns us with all of it, and it works all together all of the time, and there's no separation between any of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're here to do, to embody spirit. It's,
exactly.
You know, yeah, it's an ascension process, and the ascension is to initiate into all levels of this so that you can descend it into the physical body, and that's what this era of time that we're in is about. That's what we come here to do this time, is to embody it.
Yes. Yep, we're all trying to do that, you know, and sometimes it's about us getting out of our own way, you know. So I have a comment feedback back from Jenny, and she says, OMG, you rock. No substances involved, but all the rest is 100% true. How do I balance that? Is there any hope? Of course, there's always hope. And what should I do? I'm open and willing. Thank you. Oh, good, Jenny. She's open and willing.
Yeah, let me tell you, I'm going to throw this advice out. One of the things that I learned this a long time ago in a Jensen Doe class, peanuts will knock off your axle and axis because it's mold in them, and it's in all of them, whether they're organic or not. And if I eat something with peanuts in it, I mean, I don't have allergies, but I literally feel it. I feel a click happen in there, and I know that my axle and axis is off again. So I'm just throwing that information out there, you know, that she may want to pay attention to that, and anybody else too, that it actually can, it will do that.
Okay.
So there's other foods out there too sometimes that will do that, but it can sometimes be simple things like that.
Wow, I didn't know about that.
And being aware of it, because there's some part of us that goes, I want to be knocked off today, so I'm going to, you know, sit and take the substance in so that I,
And sometimes there's a reason for that too, right?
Right.
So that's okay. Good, perfect. Thank you. All right, so, my goodness, where has the time gone? I have no idea. So was there anything else that we wanted to cover today, Kimberly?
I think we got everything. I don't know. We did a thing already. I'm trying to see. Yeah, what wants to come in? Let me ask Spirit.
Yeah.
It feels pretty. Right now, complete. I can just feel this essence of this. Okay, I'm being told to download. Yeah, we'll do a water download and then download the energies of what prosperity is, and is what I'm hearing. Okay.
Okay.
Is anything else you want to ask before I do that?
Nope. Sounds good to me.
Okay. So everybody, breathe in. Use your breath. And your breath is, you know, it's your key to get to everywhere. It's, like, so simple. We carry it around with us all the time. So that, just using it can bring profound things into your life, because that brings you into the centeredness. And when you come into your center, that's where you manifest is from your now. That's when it's the strongest, is in that moment of that. So that's how you utilize your breath to get there. So breathe in and drop. Pull back in to that center of your third eye. Disconnect from everything else out there into your heart. And that energy is going to drop down into that core, the inner self. And we're going to drop it down into Gaia's heart. That's below your feet. That's like Earth's core star and how much she loves and support us. Okay, so just breathe that in and feel that balance and that support and that alignment. And go straight up through your body, out to your higher self up above your head, connect to that. And so this is the alignment of all of that together. Feel that alignment. Okay. So from this place, you can connect to the energy of prosperity, Creator's definition of prosperity, and the truth of what that energy is. And download that into every cell of our body. The freedom, the right to have that it's our divine right to play with this energy, to explore this energy, to embody this energy. To breathe that in. So for you out there that wanted to know how to utilize those different aspects of yourself, see what they bring into you right now. If you get a color or energy, what that symbol is for you.
Nasutu karikora shata karana karitoro shatere na karitere sitikirituro shatara ona sata karitoro shatakarietara. So I'm going to speak these codes into our essence. Nekere no shatakari sitikere no kora shata karana sata. And I'm going to send this energy to a container of water. And if you don't have one in front of you, that's okay. We'll send an intention and it goes into what you want to use. Neshetero no kora shatakarietara na satakari anasatare kiro toro shatakarietara. Creator's definition of abundance. Makorietana na satakarietoro en nakarietara na satakarietara. The truth of what destiny is. That's interesting. Nakari shotoro kerietoro uno masatakarietoro shatakarietara nakari eshetekin anasutukarietara. An alignment to that. So there's alignment that's happening within the third eye, and there's some energy that's being released. It looks like a shell that's like being released, and that it's time to birth this little baby. This is like an Easter egg. It's like an Easter egg that's ready to go into expansion, and for all of those destruction codes that were placed into humanity's consciousness to be free from that and to embody these new beginnings in this time that we're in, this equal neutral grounds of that. And I'm hearing the knowing and feeling and understanding of the key, what that key is for you, and how to bring that into your insistence. Okay. Okay, thank you for playing with me.
Thank you. That was wonderful. I can hardly talk at the moment, but that's...
No, it was like icing on the cake. So when I send the energy into water or whatever sacred container you want that to go into, if you didn't have any sitting in front of you, you can intend what that was, and the vibration knows, because it came in, where to go, okay? So you can put it in water or crystal or whatever sacred object that you want to ground this into your environment with, and then it can be support for you. So if you do it with water, you can use it like a homeopathy where you put it under your tongue. You can put it in other water, spray it in your field, flush it down the commode, and let it go out to the rest of the world, to all the other waters in the world. But you can use it in that way. And so the essence, the vibratory rate went into that, and you can use that as support now.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
All different ways of using it, so thank you. And thank you, everyone, for being on the call, for your wonderful questions. You know, that's what that your questions brought up so much more information for all of us, so thank you for that. And please do take a look at Kimberly's special offer. It's available at awakenedhappinessnow.com/Kimberly12. So there's two packages, Package A and Package B. Package B includes a personal session with Kimberly, so you definitely want to take advantage of that. And, as we close this Radiant Light Healing Circle, I invite you all to just breathe in deeply into your heart space with gratitude, and send out love and blessings, and unconditional love and blessings to everyone on the call, listening now and listening later, to yourselves, to your family, friends, and coworkers and colleagues, everyone you can think of. And just know that you will continue to receive unconditional love, blessings, and energies from my team for the rest of the day today. So please drink lots of water. Thank goodness that Kimberly was able to do that for us, to power up our water for us. So yay. And be gentle with yourself. Be kind to yourself. And so until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Bye for now. Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you.